This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm very excited to have our next guest come on. He is Jim Doris. He is the CEO of Viking Investments, a group. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol VKIN. Viking is an independent exploration production company focused on an acquisition and development of oil and natural gas properties in North America. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, for both my new and our current investors of your company, how is Viking model going to be different in 2017 compared to what it was in 2016?
Well, although we completed a couple of acquisitions in 2016, you know, the past 12 months were more about putting key building blocks in place, such as, you know, contracting with a premier operating company in Kansas, securing a credit facility and establishing a relationship with a reputable commercial bank in the energy sector who wants to grow with us, and establishing relationships with other investment banks and funding groups who want to assist us on future deals. So now that those items are established, our focus in 2017 is going to be more narrow, and simply put, our job is to assess deals and buy assets that fit within our business model.
You know, I was looking back over the weekend and reading some of your press releases. Can we talk about some of your new wells? I think you got six or seven new producing wells that you guys are going to go after. How does that look? And give us a little bit of a roadmap to that.
Sure. Yes, I mean, you're right. We announced just over a week ago that we're going to drill six new producing wells on one of our existing leases in Miami County in eastern Kansas. So it's an exciting time for us. You know, we're looking forward to increasing our revenue and reserve base with respect to the new wells. And on that particular lease, incidentally, I mean, we can drill another, you know, 25 to 30 wells, but we're going to do this in phases. And I think the six wells are going to start drilling in about 10 days.
You know, I was looking over your revenues and your 10Q. You did $40,000 in the first quarter of 2016. Then you guys went and doubled that, $85,000 in the second quarter, over $105,000 in the third quarter. I don't know if you've released your fourth quarters yet of 2016. But that being said, can you give us a forward statement of how those revenues are going to grow in 2017 and 2018 for my listeners?
You know, yeah, right now, as I mentioned, I mean, our focus is on, you know, acquiring more assets. So we're aggressively pursuing a number of opportunities, and, you know, our team is evaluating, you know, several oil and gas leases in the same area where we have our existing 6,000 acres under lease. So it's just a matter of, you know, provided our team, you know, it's a very comprehensive process that we follow in assessing these opportunities. And, you know, if at the end of the day we're satisfied with our assessment, you know, our goal is to, you know, complete the acquisition, which will add to our revenue stream and, as I mentioned before, our overall reserve base. And we don't think, based on the relationships we have in that region, we don't think it's going to be too difficult to increase our revenue and overall earnings on an expedited basis.
You know, that region that we're talking about is Alberta, Kansas. And when you think about that, many people don't often think of Kansas when the topic of exploration and production value rises. Can you explain to me what prompted your team to potentially invest in that region?
Well, we find Kansas attractive for many reasons. I mean, we're fortunate that some of the major oil and gas companies proved decades ago that the oil existed in the state.
Right.
And also, you know, unfortunately for them, that the volume, even though it's a, you know, a long life asset, the volume was insufficient for the large companies to sustain a long term presence. You know, the production volume was too low to pay their, you know, overhead for such large organizations. So what ended up happening is you ended up having a number of small operators, and the market's very fragmented. And right now, in particular because of the depression in oil prices over the last 24 months, it creates a tremendous opportunity for organizations with capital and a responsible growth plan to acquire more assets and increase market share. So that's exactly what we plan to do.
My guest today is Jim Doris. He is the president and CEO of Viking Investments Group. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol VKIN. You know, I know a little bit about drilling and oil, but it sounds like the last one that you guys are doing, 350 feet deep. That doesn't sound very deep.
So that's a particular shallow zone in eastern Kansas, but there's, you know, oil's been proven in that area. They call it the Peru Formation, and so again, the volume is low, but it's long life production, and it's relatively inexpensive to drill wells. So it's at today's current price environment, it's a great opportunity. The wells are very economical, so it's for us, it's a great investment decision, and we anticipate a very generous return of capital.
Now, you have producing wells as we speak of right now?
That's correct, yes.
And so bring us through the system, if you will. You bring it out of the ground, and then you sell it to a middle guy, or do you guys bring it directly to market? Do you take it to the refinery, then take it to the gas station? How is that metric done?
There are a number of larger buyers in Kansas that'll purchase the oil. We deal with a large company that buys the oil and takes it to the refinery.
You know, you put out a press release a couple of weeks ago saying that you guys are going to have significant income, the company's oil production, and those wells are going to produce between 20 and 30 years of production. Is that still correct?
Yeah, that's in eastern Kansas, the economic profile is such that the wells would produce, there's 20 to 30 years, some longer than that. And so that's the type of, the well that we'll be drilling on the new, with respect to the six new wells that you talked about. And again, it's a long-term investment, but very steady and predictable results, which is why we believe it's attractive.
Midcon Petroleum, I know that's a part of your company, but can you give us a little bit more in depth of what exactly that is?
We created last fall a wholly owned subsidiary called Midcon Petroleum, which is a Kansas LLC, and that's just the entity through which we own all of our working interests in Kansas and Missouri.
My guest today is Jim Doris. He is the president and CEO of Viking Investments Group. They trade on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol VKIN. The exploration and production field is very competitive, as you know it, Jim, and making prudent investments is essential. As the CEO, what assessments do you ensure before you take on some certain of acquisition?
Well, you're absolutely correct. There is a lot of competition in the marketplace, and there are a lot of deals out there, especially as companies continue to adjust to the current environment, the depression in oil prices over the last 24 months. And, we're not interested, although there are a lot of opportunities, we're not interested in doing a deal just for the sake of doing a deal. It has to be the right transaction for our company. So we assess a number of factors when evaluating an asset. And not only, of course, we examine, current production, revenue stream, net cash flow, but we study the geological formation, the reservoir characteristics, historical production, operating costs, proximity to other producing leases, development potential, et cetera. So it's a team approach. We have a group of professionals that provide their input and assessment, and then collectively we'll determine whether it's something that we want to pursue.
Your stock price is currently at 20 cents, which I think is completely undervalued. Your float's still around 5.5 million shares. In closing here, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, I think we've captured what our objectives are, what we've accomplished over the last year. We're very proud of that, but we're looking forward to an even better year this year. And, we're confident that we're going to acquire properties that not only generate revenue, but positive net cash flow, which is the most important thing for us and our stakeholders.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on my show. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on here. I wish you nothing but continued success. And I would like to check back on with you guys in about 40 or 50 days to see how things are going.
That would be great, Everett. We really appreciate your time.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.